This is MSO News Sports. Our North Shore football coverage continues with Sean Driscoll, head football coach at St. Mary's. Coach, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Coach, you guys have run off some wins here, now 5-2, winning record in the conference as well. So what's happened here with this team? And it's a young team, too. How have you been growing?
Yeah, it's a young football team. I think we've been maturing each week and getting better each week. And I think as far as competing, our kids have been competing real well, not only in practice during the week, but it's kind of parlayed into the games too, which has been really good to see on both sides of the football. We've been fortunate that we've gotten better each week, and we've, for the most part, can keep that momentum going.
It's hard to believe here we are at the end of the so-called regular season, if you will, this week. But what has come together? I mean, what has changed with this team from, say, September to now?
Yeah, I think a lot has changed in the sense that, we're down two guys right away, two senior leaders that are key players, and other people had to step up and mature faster, and I think they've done that at least through the month of September. And now you get into late October and you get into the final, like you said, the last game of the regular season, week eight. They've improved so much over time, and it has played really well for us. Some of the younger players that are just, we weren't really looking to have to step up as much they have this year, but really have come through.
Coach, share with us some names on offense and defense of guys that are critical for you guys
Sure.
this year.
Yeah, I think Maxwell Parent is one of our lead backs, and on both sides of the ball, as a linebacker and a running back, he's having a great year. A freshman, we weren't counting on him as much to be such a piece to the pie, but when people are down, he stepped right in. He's played really, really well. He's been doing exceptional at certain parts of the game, especially on defense. Receiver, D-back, Tyler Guy, Jr., he's really stepped up and taken in a leadership role. He's trying to find his way, and he's had a great year, and we use him a lot of different spots. We move him around, and he's bought into that role, which has been, really good for us. And I think our sophomore quarterback this year so far, Belliard, he's really had a nice year, and he's gotten better each week. And, one thing we're fortunate with our team, we have two quarterback types on our team between Tyler and and it's really worked out well. And, defensively, I can't say enough about the play of Aleph Potter. He's been a senior leader this year, and he's been doing great. Anything we've asked him to do, from playing safety to linebacker, and he's been changing his role based on what we have each week. And we're happy with what's going on in their growth over time.
Well, you got a Thursday game, a Thursday night special at Manning Field. Archbishop Williams in town. What is the scouting report, or what are the matchups here in this game?
Well, I'll tell you, every time, I think since I've been here, every time we've played Archbishop Williams, we were fortunate to play him twice last year, with the first round of the playoffs after our last regular season game. And they're very tough. They're physical. They have a couple of good backs, and they're well coached. And we're going to have our hands full. It's our senior night at home. It's playing on a Thursday in a short week, and how we recovered after a very physical game with Cardinals Film the week before. So, it should be interesting. They're a good, like I said, they're a good team, and it's always a good game when we play.
Finally, Coach, just give me a quick overview on how you have seen the Catholic Central League play out this year. What is of note this year?
Well, I will say, again, going into the year, I knew they're, probably the top two teams were going to be Fian and Fenwick and throw Spelman in the mix, kind of a toss-up between Fenwick and Spelman. And I said, and I still believe it, on any given week, anyone could beat anyone. I think Fian was probably the class of the league this year with, especially on the defensive side of the ball and the skill that they have. They really, again, well coached, and they're having a great year, and they're a big school, and they've had better years, and they've had good years in the past, and I think it's been a very competitive league. I really do.
Coach, good luck Thursday night. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Bill.
Sean Driscoll, head football coach, St. Mary's, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.